Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now we will have inshaAllah Surah Al-Shams. Surah Al-Shams is Surah number 91, the sun. I will read the surah first. I will recite it first, then we will recite it together. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wash-shamsi wadhuhaha, wal-qamari idha talaha, wan-nahari idha jallaha, wal-layli idha yaghshaha, was-samai wama banaha, wal-ardi wama tahaha, wa nafsin wama sawaha, fa-alhamaha fujuraha wa taqwaha. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِطَغْوَاهَا إِذْ انْبَعَثَ أَشْقَاهَا فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَسُقْيَاهَا فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَعَقَرُوهَا فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسَوَّاهَا وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقْبَاهَا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
والشمس
والشمس
وضحاها
وضحاها
والقمر
والقمر
إذا تلاها
والنهار
إذا
جلاها
والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء
وما
بناها
والأرض
وما
طحاها
ونفس وما سواها
فألهمها
فجورها
وتقواها
قد
أفلح من
زكاها
وقد
خاب
من
دساها
كذبت
ثمود بطغواها
إذ
انبعث. You have a meme above the noon, so it will be meme. انبعث
أشقاها
فقال
لهم
رسول
rasulu
Allahi
Allahi
naqata
naqata
Allahi
Allahi
wasuqyaha
wasuqyaha
fakazzabuhu
fakazzabuhu
fa'aqaruha
fa'aqaruha
fadamdama
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 فَلَمْ
عَلَيْهِمْ
عَلَيْهِمْ
رَبُّهُمْ
رَبُّهُمْ
بِذَنْبِهِمْ
بِذَنْبِهِمْ
فَسَوَّاهَا
فَسَوَّاهَا
وَلَا يَخَافُ
يَخَافُ
عُقْبَاهَا
عُقْبَاهَا
والشمس
والشمس
وضحاها
وضحاها
والقمر
والقمر
إذا تلاها
تلاها
والنهار
والنهار
إذا جلاها
جلاها
والليل
والليل
إذا يغشاها
يغشاها
والسماء
والسماء
وما بناها
بناها
والأرض
والأرض
وما طحاها
طحاها
ونفس
ونفس
وما
سواها
فألهمها
فجورها
وتقواها
قد أفلح
من
زكاها
دساها
كذبت
ثمود بطغواها
إذ
انبعث
أشقاها
فقال لهم
رسول الله
ناقة الله
وسقياها
فكذبوه
فعقروها فدمدم
عليهم
ربهم
بذنبهم
فسواها
ولا
يخاف
عقباها
والشمس
وضحاها
والقمر
إذا
تلاها
والنهار
والنهار
إذا
جلاها
والليل
إذا
يغشاها
والسماء
وما
بناها
والأرض
وما
طحاها
ونفس
وما
سواها
فألهمها
فجورها
وتقواها
تقواها
قد أفلح
أفلح
من
من
زكاها
زكاها
قد
قد
خاب
خاب
من
من
دساها
دساها
كذبت
كذبت
ثمود
ثمود
بطغواها
بطغواها
إذ
انبعث
أشقاها
أشقاها
فقال
فقال
لهم
لهم
رسول
رسول
الله
الله
ناقة
ناقة
الله
الله
وسقياها
وسقياها
فكذبوه
فكذبوه
فعقروها
فعقروها
فدمدم
فدمدم
فدم
فدم
دم
دم
عليهم
عليهم
ربهم
ربهم
بذنبهم
بذنبهم
فسواها
فسواها
ولا
فلا
ولا
ولا
يخاف
يخاف
عقباها
عقباها.
Okay, now I will read it in English, the translation. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. By the sun and its brightness, by the moon as it, follows the sun. By the day as it shows up the sun's brightness, by the night as it conceals it, conceals the sun. By the heaven and him who built it, by the earth and him who spread it, by nafs. Nafs means Adam or a person or a soul, and him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who perfected him, perfected the man in proportion. Then he, Allah, showed him, showed man what is wrong for him and what is right for him. Indeed, he succeeds who purifies his own self, obeys and performs all the commands of Allah by following the true faith of Islamic monotheism and by doing righteous good deeds. And indeed, he fails who corrupts his own self, disobeys what Allah has ordered by rejecting the true faith of Islam or by following polytheism or by doing every kind of evil, wicked deeds. Thamud people denied their prophet through their transgression by rejecting the true faith of Islam and by following polytheism and by committing every kind of sin. When the most wicked man among them went forth to kill the she-camel, but the Messenger of Allah, Salih alayhi salam, said to them, "Be cautious, fear the evil end. That is the she-camel of Allah. Do not harm it and bear it not from having its drink." Then they denied him and they killed it. So their Lord destroyed them because of their sin and made them equal in destruction. That is to say, all grades of people, rich and poor, strong and weak. And he, Allah, feared not the consequences thereof. Okay. Now again, sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are reciting now one of the surahs of the 13th part of the Quran. Again and again, it is the same message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to warn the Muslims and to remind them of the severe punishment of the Day of Judgment and to remind them that life is a test and everyone will be questioned about his deeds on the Day of Judgment. So it will be the duty of every one of us to save himself and or herself and to avoid having the hellfire as the final destination through doing the good deeds and believing in the Islamic monotheism, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the message of all the surahs of the 13th part of the Quran, because you know, while you are reciting the last part of the Quran, the 13th part, you are about to finish the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending this message completely in the last part of the Quran, so that when I close the Quran, I finish the Quran, I will have that message still clear in my mind. Be aware of the day of judgment. Be aware of the hellfire. The hellfire is very severe. Try to save yourself. But subhanallah, as it is clear, okay, for us when we are discussing the meaning of every surah and the lessons of every surah, and every surah still there is a special message related to every surah. Last surah, in Surah Al-Fajr, the message, the main message was Allah is watchful over all of us, so be aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, this was the main lesson of Surah Al-Fajr. In this surah, I will give you the meaning and then I will clarify to you the main lesson of that surah. Again and again, in most of the surahs of the last part of the Quran, Allah is swearing by His creations. Okay, and this surah, Allah is swearing by the sun and its brightness, and by the moon as it follows the sun, and by the day as it shows up the brightness of the sun, and by the night as it conceals the sun. You know, all of, now up to verse number 4, okay, it is related to the sun. Then in verse number 5, Allah is swearing by the heaven and by Himself, Him who built it. And verse number 6, by the earth and Him who spread it. So from 1 to 6, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by His own creation and by Himself. Okay. In verse number 7, these are the creations of the universe. From 1 to 6, Allah is swearing by the creation of the universe and by Himself. In verse number 7, Allah is swearing by the spirit or the soul of the mankind, and also by Himself who perfected that soul in proportion. Okay? Then after the swear, what is the statement which and the lesson which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to give all the attention and to believe? It is that, you know, this is one of the rules of the Quran, which is always mentioned. It has to be kept in mind. That, you know, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, indeed, he succeeds who purifies his own self. Okay? And indeed, he fails who corrupts his own self. This is the lesson of that surah. Actually, this is the rule of the surah. Okay, the rule of this surah is that if you want to know who is the one who succeeds in this life and who is the one who fails in this life, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is not the one who succeeds in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the one who collects the big amount of wealth, or the one who has the highest qualification, or the one who is the most prestigious, or the one who has the most noble family. Okay, this is not the one who is succeeding in the sight of Allah and succeeding on the day of judgment. Okay, the one who would succeed, the one who succeeds, the test of life. You can ask me, Sister Mona, what he succeeds and what he fails. Okay, what test you are mentioning related to success and failure. Okay, success and failure here is related to the test of the worldly life. The one who succeeds, the test of the worldly life, is the one who purifies his own self. How can I purify my own self? Through obeying the commands of Allah and through living my life as a true believer, doing good deeds. If I believe in the oneness and unity of Allah, Islamic monotheism, this is my belief number one. Then I translate my belief into good deeds. This means that I live my life according to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All my deeds as I can are following the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This means that I purify myself. You see? Because myself is always doing good deeds. So it was a pure spirit, purified spirit. Okay, this purified spirit, okay, it deserves the paradise. Okay, because this is the kind of the spirit which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is choosing to the paradise. You know, when you will try to reflect on the reality of all what we are living, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants everyone to prove his reality. Okay? If I prove my reality that my spirit was the kind of the spirit which is obeying the commands, doing the good deeds, for treating the people in the best way, always a kind person, always forgiving, having the best manners, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a spirit of sincerity and love and compassion and affection, this spirit is the spirit which he deserves to live with Allah. Allah will choose that spirit to live with him in the paradise. If I fail to prove this, I never believe. When I believe, I don't want to obey the commands. I don't want to forget the people, or to forgive, or to do good manners, or to pray all my prayers, or to fulfill the trust and to all the people around me, or to do the duties to the people around me. I don't want. This is not the kind of deeds which I like it. This means that you don't, that person is not having a pure spirit, or a pure. He doesn't succeed to purify his spirit, because his spirit is a spirit of corruption. You know, sister, this is the whole issue which we are living in. Okay? Either you prove to Allah, then to yourself. This is the most important. Forget about the people. Okay? Because only on the day of judgment you will be you and Allah. That's it. No other one. So in this life, I have to live this reality from now. On the day of judgment, who will be there? Allah will be there and my spirit. Okay. So in this life, I have to live with these two, with Allah and my spirit. Okay. Now, in this life, okay, I have rules which I have the choice to follow or not to follow. If I follow these rules, I will tell to myself, congratulations. You are a purified spirit. Myself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you with a tendency for guidance. Okay? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped you with all the circumstances which is directing to guidance. My spirit, congratulations. My spirit, this is more than enough for you. If I realize that my spirit is that kind of spirit which is looking for the good, obey the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing the good deeds, fearing Allah all the time, this is the true happiness in this life. Because I will be sure, inshallah, that I am succeeding every day, my test, and all praise to Allah, I will live with Allah, inshallah, in the paradise. And all the torment of the grave and the day of judgment, inshallah, I will escape it. Inshallah, there will be no torment for me. The most important for me is in this worldly life, all the time I remind myself that myself, so long as I am obeying the commands of Allah, so long as I am guided myself, I always give confidence to myself. Myself, we are succeeding. Myself, keep on. Myself, be patient on the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Myself, don't look around. Because on the day of judgment, we will not look around. On the day of judgment, it will be you, myself, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are on the right path, keep on, and be sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is helping you through all the circumstances to be the guided by His spirit. But if you look around you, and you notice that many Muslims, they are not obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not living Islam as a way of life, you just tell to yourself, myself, I am very sorry for these spirits, because these are corrupted spirits. These people, they fail to save themselves. They are proving to Allah and to themselves that their spirit is a corrupted spirit. Basically, it is corrupted because it didn't look for guidance. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't help that spirit, okay, to be guided. Okay? Yes. You see? They deserve, they have what they deserve. Okay? They don't like Allah, Allah doesn't like them. Allah sent them far away. Okay? You don't want to come to the masjid, you will never enter the masjid. Never, ever. Okay? And who knows the reality? who knows the reality? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the true believer. When I just keep in mind this Surah Al-Shams, Surah number 91, verse number 9 and 10, this is one of the rules of the Quran. Okay? Indeed, he succeeds who purifies his own self. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ ذَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. You know, this is the, you know, when they give khutbat al-jum'ah, when they have these two verses as a rule. Okay? And indeed, he fails who corrupt himself. Then, now we know about the rule of this surah, okay? And for the sake of Allah, sister, I want you all the time to have the conversation with yourself. All the time to tell yourself, myself, when you are alone, before you sleep, or when you wake up in the morning, tell yourself, myself, at the end of the day, it will be Allah, then me and you, myself. Okay? So, let us not Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, deceive each other. Okay, let us be realistic. Okay, don't follow the people, because at the end of the day, the people will not be around. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is around. And also, it is not only at the end of the day, every second, no one can help you, no one can take care of you, no one can solve your problem, no one can make an end for your trials except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So myself, you are a corrupted one or you are a purified one. This is our reality. If I am still having some corruption, myself, let us try quickly. Because we are not sure that we have time, let us try quickly. Number one, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. Because you cannot be guided except when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for you to be guided. So number one, all the time ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. Number two, have it clear in your spirit. Guidance is all the happiness and success in this life. I am after guidance. When someone asks you, what is your goal today? Tell her, my goal is to live today in according to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be guided today. In every minute, in every second, in every place, I want to be guided today. Because if I am guided today, this means that I have a purified spirit today. Maybe I will die at the end of today, before tomorrow. So I will die as a purified spirit. Okay? So this is how, you know, the true believer will live and will live very happy life. When I will look around me and I notice that those people are having very big palaces and mansions, I tell to myself, myself, all praise to Allah. Today I am guided. Okay? I just learned in Surah Al-Fajr that wealth is not a sign of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Myself, at the end of the day, me and my family, we sleep in one room or in two rooms. We cannot sleep in 10 rooms. So what is the benefit of the mansion? Especially if it is with haram money. So it will be against on the day of judgment. Oh Allah, I don't want the mention. I want the guidance. Okay? So this is how the believer will be the one who is having always the balanced personality, the good mood, the good attitude, very having full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. No worry, no pain, no fear. Okay, why? Because all praise to Allah. Everything is clear in front of me. Allah make my sight clear and clean and correct sight. I evaluate everything correctly. I am not like those whom they are evaluating everything upside down. And unfortunately, this is not the reality. They don't know the truth. But one day they will know the truth and it will be too late. You see, this is how the believer, whether I am rich or poor, highly educated, not highly educated, I have a big house or I don't have, I am renting one bedroom, okay, this all doesn't make a difference, because the most important for the human being is his ideology, his belief, what is in my mind. I am equal to what is in my mind. Okay, I am not equal to my car or to my house. Okay, I am equal to my belief. So long my belief is clear, my belief is giving me all the support. Mona, this is the right path, you are on the right path, keep on, you are succeeding. Every day you are answering one more question of the test correctly. Be on the same way, you are the one succeeding, okay? Don't look around you. None of my business. On the day of judgment, I will be responsible only for Mona and for my kids. Okay? So, for the sake of Allah, to get the benefit of Surah al-Shams, always memorize ayah number 9 and ayah number 10 and tell to yourself, I want to be from those whom they succeed the test. I want to be from those whom they purify their own self. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end is giving an example of the people whom they fail the test through corrupting of themselves. Who are these people? These are the people of Thamud. The people of Thamud, actually I mentioned about them for you last week also in Surah Al-Fajr, but I will clarify to you. Thamud people, okay, they have they were the people whom they built their houses inside the, you know, from the rocks, in the rocks, okay? And actually Allah sent for them their prophet, Prophet Saleh. Prophet Saleh, he told, Prophet Saleh said to them that, you know, there is a she camel belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not supposed to drink. She is drinking a lot of water. Okay? So he said to them, this is belonging to that she camel of Allah. Don't touch her. Okay? Because if you will touch that she camel, the big one, which she comes out from a rock, as a sign of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Don't touch it. Okay, otherwise Allah will punish you severely. They decide to kill it. Okay, so Allah subhanahu, one of them, the most wicked among them, they decide to kill the she camel. Okay, so Prophet Saleh said to them, be cautious. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish you. They denied him and they killed it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them because of their sin. Okay, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying here something again and again, another rule which is very important in verse number 14. Okay, when Allah destroys the people, he destroys all the people equally. Okay, all grades of the people, the rich and the poor, the strong and the weak. Okay, so that the strong people, the very prestigious people, the very powerful people, strong, okay, whom they are living in very, very, very strong, very, very, very big houses, they may be under the impression that we will not be destroyed. Okay, when Allah destroy everything. Okay, all the people, all grades of the people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear not the consequences thereof. This is a clarification, sister, that when Allah sends the torment, it is extremely severe torment. You know, sister, again and again, try to remember this Hurricane Ike, which was for few hours. Those people, Allah is sending on them the kind of torment which has to destroy them completely. So what kind of punishment? That punishment which is sent by Allah to destroy everything. Subhanallah. You know, that Ike, it was for a few hours and everyone was under the impression that nothing happened. For 1 month, the city of Houston in America was trying to compensate for few hours of that hurricane. Okay? Up till now. You see how many months still the people are paying, trying to readjust again everything, their houses, the trees, you know, the traffic lights, even psychologically. You see? So even psychologically, and this is the hurricane for 6 hours. What about the torment which is sent by a strength to destroy everything? You see? And how the people will face that kind of torment? You know, the people were living normal life, and suddenly when the torment starts, that punishment of Allah, only Allah knows how it will end everything. What kind of pain and fear and sorrow the people feel at the time of the torment. You see, sister, so this is actually Surah al-Shams, which we learn from it again and again, verse number 9 and verse number 10. I want every one of you to keep it as a rule for her life, okay? And every day before you sleep, try to check with yourself. Myself today, I was from those whom they succeed the test of today, or I was from those whom they fail the test of today. Okay, for example, today, mashallah, you have a wedding in the masjid. Try to obey the commands of Allah while you are attending the wedding, so that you succeed today, the test of today. You get my point? Because this is the kind of test in our life. Events, different events, then Allah is testing us. In the wedding, I will be still wearing Islamic clothes, I will be having Islamic rules and manners in the wedding, or what will happen, only Allah knows. And let us recite the surah again. وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها ماء وما بناها والأرض وما سحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها. We will read it again. If you want to read with me or you want to read, recite after me, it's up to you. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
والشمس
وضحاها
والقمر
إذا
تلاها
والنهار
إذا
يغشاها
والسماء
وما
بناها
والأرض
وما طحاها
ونفس
وما سواها
وتقواها
قد
أفلح
من زكاها
وقد
خاب
من
دساها
كذبت
ثمود
بطغواها
إذ
انبعث
أشقاها
فقال
لهم
رسول
الله
ناقة
الله
وسقياها
فكذبوه
فعقروها
فدمدم
عندما
عليهم
عليهم
ربهم
ربهم
بذنبهم
بذنبهم
فسواها
فسواها
ولا
ولا
يخاف
يخاف
عقباها
عقباها.
Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us.
Amen.
Oh Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor,
Amen.
From a change in your protection,
Amen.
From your sudden punishment and all your displeasure.
Amen.
Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds.
Amen.
Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments.
Amen.
Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell,
Amen.
And from the torment of the grave,
Amen.
From the trials in lifetime and after death.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes.
Amen.
Oh Allah, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favor upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until
Amen. Amen.